Our governor calls Utah the startup capital of the world. And it tracks. We've got a fast-growing, well-educated population and a buzzing economy. And just last week, Utah unveiled the Startup State Initiative, a resource portal for entrepreneurs. From step-by-step guides to a business plan generator, startup.utah.gov is now the first stop for starting or growing a business here. That's startup.utah.gov. I couldn't help but notice that Stanley Drinkware is a sponsor of the Sundance Film Festival this year. It's a huge investment in a state where the Stanley Adventure Quencher 40-ounce tumbler already reigns supreme. Last summer, at the peak of Stanley madness, Deseret News features editor Meg Walter broke down for me how a gang of Utah moms catapulted one reusable cup into icon status. It's Wednesday, January 25th, 2023. I'm Ali Vallarta, and this is CityCast Salt Lake. Meg Walter, features editor at the Deseret News. You and I are here to discuss the Stanley Cup, not the Stanley Cup. The Stanley Cup.
I mean, it depends on who you're talking to, which is the Stanley Cup, right? Yeah. I'm like, oh, there's a hockey trophy called the same thing as my favorite mug? Huh. Lucky for hockey.
We can call this the Stanley Cup Taylor's version.
I love it.
Okay, what is a Stanley Cup?
So glad you asked. A Stanley Cup is a drink holder. You could call it a water bottle. You could call it a mug. Like many we've seen before, like the Hydro Flask, like the Yeti, in that it's insulated. It's good for the outdoors. What makes the Stanley Cup different, however, is that it's huge among moms, Utah moms specifically, and everyone associated with them. And I think it's because of the cup holder friendly shape. Unlike the Yeti, unlike the Hydro Flask, this has a bottom that fits nicely in any car's cup holder. It also has a handle that makes it possible for you to juggle the Stanley Cup with all of your other stuff. You know, the other ones require like a full hand. This is like a finger at most. And then most importantly, they come in very cute, very fun colors that everyone loves to post on Instagram.
Let's talk about its Utah origins. So you wrote this article in the Deseret News about the Stanley Cup. You said, quote, "The Stanley Cup is a testament to the marketing power of Utah moms." What do you mean by that?
So in preparation for writing this article, I talked to the three women of the Buy Guide, who I don't know if you are familiar with, but they run an Instagram account, hundreds of thousands of followers, and they do a newsletter. And they are, one of them is a Utah and the other two are Utah adjacent, meaning they've spent a lot of time here, part of the predominant religion, but know how to talk to Utah moms and know what Utah moms are looking for. And Utah moms are looking for an aesthetically pleasing lens to motherhood. And they knew that a Stanley mug fit right in there. Was the perfect thing to hold the 90 gallons of Diet Coke we all drink a day and, you know, fit in the millions of stories that you're posting on Instagram. It was part of that aesthetic brand. And they knew the best way to get this into the hands of Utah moms was through Instagram, through influencers who were going to not only show the mug, but like do videos with it, talk about how much they liked it, and it worked. I mean, I saw the Stanley mug from an influencer. I posted about it. I had a few people message me saying like, "Hey, I love that mug you recommended." And I feel like it just really worked like an MLM, but no one's getting ripped off.
Oh, that's interesting. But it's that same approach to like lifestyle marketing.
Yeah, exactly. And that it's like, word of mouth is more powerful than if I saw a commercial of a Stanley, right? And the women of the Buy Guide knew that. They recognized that. They went to Stanley and they said, well, Stanley is about to discontinue the mug.
Interesting. And the mug we're talking about specifically is the Adventure Quencher version 4.0.
It's the 40 ounce. That's what
the 40
matters.
Ounce. Okay.
Because there's a smaller one. There's a 30 ounce, which like, okay, fine. If you only want 30 ounces of Diet Coke, but who wants that?
That's not enough.
No, it's not enough. You need the 40 ounce because it holds two full cans and two big scoops of ice.
Okay.
So that's the specific mug that the buy guide was interested in, that they featured on their Instagram account in the early days of the buy guide. And Stanley, the brand, was going to discontinue it. And these three women were like, that's going to be the biggest mistake you've ever made. We know that women love this. We love it as women, as moms, and we know that other women will. Let us talk you into keeping it. We're going to buy 5,000 from you. They bought 5,000 and within 5 days they had sold out.
Okay. So because Stanley has been around since 1913, according to their website, it is only in the past year that they are omnipresent in my world as a Salt Laker. So Stanley did not approach this marketing team, the Buy Guide. The Buy Guide approached Stanley.
They had bought a bunch of the Stanleys to give to influencers as kind of a way to show that there was like viability there.
Got it.
And Emily Maynard, who you may remember as being the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
A million years ago. She posted it, and an exec at Stanley saw Emily Maynard's post because she's a huge influencer and reached out to the Buy Guide because Emily Maynard had tagged the Buy Guide in her post. So the Buy Guide hadn't heard from anyone at Stanley until Emily posted that. And this woman at Stanley reached out to them. Lauren Solomon was her name, helped them secure 5,000 mugs to kind of prove that this was doable. And then once they proved that, they met with like all the big wigs at Stanley, whose daughters loved the Stanley mugs and were convinced to make it a more prominent part of their brand and keep it around. And now they have a wait list of over 100,000 and every launch sells out within hours.
Yeah. So just last week, there was a new drop. You said in your article, the Adventure Quencher sales have increased 275% year over year. The waitlist for the last drop was 135,000 names, according to Good Morning America. And I went onto the Stanley Twitter account, and the comments are people the same day of this drop asking when the next drop is going to be and saying, I put two in my cart exactly 35 seconds after they became available. This is from at Golf Like a Girl. I waited 6 minutes to check out. They were sold out and they were removed from my cart. Please put a limit on the number someone can buy at a time. Maybe two or three. It's only fair. To which Stanley replied, we'll pass your feedback on to our team.
That's the other interesting thing about this phenomenon is people don't own just one Stanley. They own minimum two, usually four, sometimes 10, sometimes 20. Once you own one Stanley, you own a lot of Stanleys and you buy more with every drop. They just multiply.
Yeah. They're like reading glasses.
Exactly.
Mother's Day is on the horizon, and the good news is that you can find everything you need at Harmon's. Whether it's a little something to brighten Mom's Day or a memorable spread, here are a few ideas. For breakfast, try Harmon's house-baked cinnamon rolls with freshly squeezed orange juice and a package of fresh-cut strawberries. If you're spicing it up with Bloody Marys, don't forget that Harmon's has an olive bar with over 12 different varieties. Now, flowers are the perennial favorite, and you can order online or pop by the store last minute, shop succulents, potted plants, and elaborate arrangements. May's flower of the month is the hydrangea, very appropriate. Hydrangeas are fragrant and elegant. And if sweets are in order, Harmon's has added raspberry to their selection of brownie flavors. Find all mom's favorites at your local Harmon's or order online at harmonsgrocery.com. Epic Brewing is one of the OGs in building Utah's craft beer scene. But I am most excited about their recent adventures in canned cocktails. First, they released the Utah Mule. And as a big fan of ginger, I have been sipping those for almost a year now. But now, this April, we have the Utah Margarita. a delicious, locally fermented blend of real lime and agave, and they create alcohol by fermenting cane sugar instead of using tequila, which means you can buy Utah margaritas at the grocery store. Pick up a six-pack of Epic Brewing's Utah Margarita or Utah Mule at any local Harmon's or Trader Joe's, or you can visit Epic Brewery on State Street in downtown Salt Lake City. They're open 7 days a week. And this fall, look out for the Utah Cosmo. You used a term in your article that I believe you've coined, influenonomics. Meg, I Googled influenonomics. I found zero matches.
Yeah, because I made it up.
I searched it on Twitter. I found zero matches. What are influenonomics? Is this a Utah thing?
No, I made it up. You know, trickle-down economics, it was supposed to be a joke about trickle-down influencernomics.
Okay.
But I think, jokes aside, I think that it is very much what happened here was you started at the top with these major influencers who are influencing their community, who are influencing their community, who are influencing their community, thereby turning all Instagram users who have a Stanley into an influencer in their own right, in that they're influencing someone to buy it.
You would think that by now we would kind of be on to this, right? Like, you would think by now we would have outsmarted ourselves from getting in line to buy a cup within 6 seconds.
Okay. I've been thinking a lot about this because, you know, I spoke to the buy guide and part of me was kind of like, can't believe I fell for it. Can't believe that this scheme worked on me.
Mm-hmm.
Even knowing that this influencernomics plan was made to get me to spend more money,
mm-hmm.
I like it so much that I'm fine with it. I think that, in other words, they can put their money where their mouth is here. The influencers and the people behind this knew that women and now everyone who has stolen the cups from their wives and moms and so on and so forth also enjoy the Stanley. And it was just a different kind of marketing strategy that happened to really pay off. And it was the right one for this specific product.
I don't want to give too much credit to Stanley because I do think there is a broader big cup phenomenon. I asked our CityCast Salt Lake Instagram followers if they were into big cups and like how they felt about the big cup trend. And the responses I got were across the board, whether it was a Stanley, whether it was a Tervis, whether it was a Hydro Flask, you can rip this thing from my cold dead hands. This is my cup. And I asked my nail gal, I asked her what she thought about giant cups. And she said her theory is that it's an adult sippy cup, that it like holds the same sort of cozy space as our sippy cup did when we were children.
Yeah, I think that's part of it, is there's an emotional attachment. I also think the Stanley has a straw. And right now there's a lot of guilt around straw usage, right? We don't want to kill the sea turtles. And so having a straw that's nice and reusable and not one of those garbage paper straws. Let's do a whole episode about the garbage paper straws, because I have a lot to say.
How they disintegrate in your mouth.
There's a straw, so you have access to this wide, thick, good, like McDonald's quality straw all day. And also, more on that, like, we're in a climate crisis, right? And we're all feeling like this immense anxiety and guilt. How can I help prevent this? Yes, I'm pouring two cans into my mug and then putting the cans in the garbage, but it still makes me feel like I'm being greener to have this reusable mug. Like, I'm doing my part to save the earth. So yeah, I do think there's part, I'm attached to this like I am a baby blanket, but I also think the rise in the big cups over the last few years has in large part been because we're trying to do better by Earth.
Okay, my last question for you. You are the marketing director of Stanley. What's the next frontier in getting these cups in more hands?
I don't know if it's the cups, because like, how many different things can you do with the cups? Or are you thinking more about what women need in their lives? Because I feel like Stanley for so long was a masculine brand. It was like a camping gear brand, you know, but now
right.
You're like,
wow, job site thermos.
Yeah, exactly. We've seen the potential when women sell to women. What else do women need that we can sell to them? I don't know what that product is off the top of my head, but I think that any good marketing manager knows that any given item has a certain lifespan. And then it's about reintroducing more items that will become a must-have. And I don't know what that is. What do you think it is?
I think if I were the marketing director at Stanley, I would keep milking the cup. Here's what I would do. I would start doing crossovers with the soda shops. So you've got like a Fizz branded cup. You've got a Sodalicious branded cup. Like you can now align yourself with two of your favorite brands.
I actually just saw this right before we started recording, but Emily Jackson is doing a athleisure line with Swig. Like branded clothing to match Swig's colorways.
No.
Yeah. So I think you're very much onto something there.
Well, we'll see what next comes down the pike. And we know that it is going to be trickling right down our way from some of our big Utah influencers.
If I can offer a tip to anyone, wait until it's the people who aren't getting paid to sell the product that recommend it before you buy it.
Yeah. Although to your point, influencers are not good actors. And so it is pretty easy to tell if someone is selling you something they really like and use. And I think that's,
yeah,
there's also a force of truth behind the love for the Stanley. But here we are. We just did Stanley Cup SponCon for 30 minutes. So it's working.
Because it's good. It's a good mug. And I will go to my grave with that claim.
Well, it's hot out, so I'm glad you have something to keep your ice icy.
And you.
Have a good one, Meg. Thanks for your time.
Thanks so much.
I do hope all the New York and LA people in town for Sundance appreciate that we are having the best winter in almost 20 years. Or at least, that's what the Department of Natural Resources said in today's drought update. The good news? Every basin in Utah is reporting over 150% of normal snowpack. The bad news? The entire state is still technically in a drought. We have a lot of bad winters to make up for. I hope you've been skiing or snowshoeing or enjoying the glistening mountains. I've been a busy bee at Sundance watching movies and taking notes. This Friday, at the end of our news roundup, I'm going to report out my top takeaways from Utah's movie Catalyst. Be sure to tune in. That's all for us today here on CityCast Salt Lake. Thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more from around this city. Bye.